You're listening to Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Gaming Podcast. Here's your host, John Wall.
It's July 4th, and welcome to another episode of Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Video Game Podcast. My name is John Wall, and every Thursday morning I bring you the latest video game impressions, industry news, and tales of a Gen X geek delivered to you in about 15 minutes. To ensure that you never miss an episode, you can subscribe to the show, which is available on all major platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube. And it would be great if you left a review while you're there to help spread the word about the show. I am happy that you've tuned in today because on this episode, I'm going to be talking about the horror game Still Wakes the Deep. But first, I'm sending out this week's positive vibes to America. That's right, because it's the 4th of July. And honestly, America needs all the positive vibes that it can get right now. At the risk of getting too political on my little video game podcast, even during the 4th of July holiday, I find it difficult to feel too patriotic about my country, especially in the last, let's just say decade or so. Now, to be clear, I think when you look at the big picture, America's still a pretty okay country to call home. But lately, it's been a little bit more of a difficult place to love. From a growing sense of bigotry and intolerance, to a disturbing infatuation with guns, to the rights of people just being stripped away, and a population that not only accepts, but seems to celebrate having a convicted felon running for office. The honeymoon phase of this country is definitely over. And there's a lot of work to do to get to that original vision of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, at least for everybody. But I still think we can get there. I do think that the youth of this country are smart and passionate and compassionate. And if we don't manage to ruin everything completely before then, I think America will inevitably be in good hands once they're in power. I've talked before on the show about how much I love a good surprise. Some games are highly anticipated for months or even years before their release, and others can fly under the radar until they come out. And it's so much fun when you enjoy a game that you don't really know that much about. And that's what happened with Still Wakes the Deep from developer The Chinese Room. I went into it thinking, you know, this looks like it might be a pretty interesting narrative adventure or, you know, walking simulator, if you will. And I was surprised not only that the game featured gameplay that was more similar to, you know, Alien Isolation than Gone Home, but also that it would end up being possibly my favorite game of the year so far. So you play as Cameron McCleary, a Scottish electrician in 1975, who's had a run-in with the law, and in an attempt to let the heat die down and avoid going to jail, he gets a temporary job on an oil rig, leaving his wife and his children behind. The decision to leave puts a strain on his marriage, though, and his wife is threatening to get a divorce. It's an interesting setting for a game, with this group of workers isolated in the middle of the ocean, and it becomes really harrowing when all hell eventually breaks loose. While working on the rig, the drill hits something deep in the ocean and unleashes a supernatural force which starts to overtake the rig and infect anyone who comes in contact with it. And when I say infect, I'm not talking about a fever and, you know, the diarrhea. It turns people into these grotesque, twisted monsters. Some of the victims you come across still mostly resemble their human selves, but with their bodies broken and twisted with tentacles and all sorts of goopy grossness protruding from them. Others, though, have been transformed further into even more hideous creatures, looking more like Tetsuo from the end of Akira, and they will hunt and chase you throughout the rig. The appearance of the victims is super creepy and unsettling, and the combination of the isolated environment and the body horror creates a vibe that reminded me a lot of the classic horror movie, The Thing. So you need to find a way to escape the oil rig while watching out for the horrors that lurk within. Unfortunately, Cam is an electrician and not, you know, say a Marine. So fighting these creatures is not an option. When you come across one of your former coworkers, you pretty much have two options: run or hide. If one of them stands between you and an objective, you can try and distract it by throwing something like a hard hat and sneaking past it. But if it spots you, you'd better find a locker to hide in or a vent to crawl into, because if it gets to you, you are dead. As you attempt to get back to the mainland alive, you'll also need to traverse the rig as the cosmic horror that you've unleashed rips it to pieces. You'll be jumping across mangled walkways as they collapse into the ocean below, shimmying across narrow ledges and swimming through flooded pitch black compartments. I'm not about to call this game a platformer, but you definitely need to watch your step. If the creatures don't kill you, this burning, sinking OSHA violation just might. All of this tension and nail-biting suspense wouldn't be half as effective, though, if you didn't care about the characters. And even though you aren't given a lot of time to get to know the other workers on board before everything, you know, goes to hell, they do a good job of giving you just enough character to make it heart-wrenching, you know, when many of them inevitably meet their end. And I really found Cam's story pretty impactful. In fact, it reminded me a bit of one of my favorite games, Firewatch. You know, a husband takes a remote job in an effort to run from his troubles back home. I just think, even though he's kind of a screw-up, I found him to be a very sympathetic character. And it helps that the voice acting is really quite good. Some of the best I've heard in a while. One tip, though, with an all-Scottish cast and lots of Scottish slang being thrown around, put those subtitles on. Not only will it help you to understand everything that they're saying, but they even translate the slang so that you know what a gobshite is. I went into Still Wakes the Deep expecting a creepy walking simulator, but what I got was a game with a bit more gameplay meat on its bones and a terrifying horror vibe, and one that packs as many emotional punches as it does scares. It's a great length at about 5 or so hours, so, you know, it moves at a brisk pace and it keeps you on your toes the whole time. I never knew what would be waiting for me around the next corner. I do wish the objectives you need to do around the rig were a little bit more puzzly, you know, instead of just find this button to push and find 3 valves to turn. But that's, you know, it's not a big deal. It's a pretty minor quibble when the rest of the game is just so well done. This is an easy recommendation for horror aficionados and fans of games with strong narrative. It's a game that I've been thinking about over and over since I finished it, and I guarantee that I'll be thinking about it again when I'm making my Game of the Year list in December. After 10 weeks of sitting at home in my bluey pajama pants and watching countless hours of the Food Network, I was finally well enough to return to work on Monday. No more daytime television for me. No more afternoon naps on the couch. No more playing video games while my wife's at work bringing home the bacon. Nope. It was back to getting up before 6 a.m. and sitting in front of a computer all day. Now, granted, I was happy to get back to work. 10 weeks is a long time to be out of your normal routine. And I do actually think it's probably good for me to be back in the normal world, interacting with other human beings. But boy, it's been kind of a rough transition. After that first day, I was so exhausted and sore. And it's not like I'm out there, you know, working construction or in a factory. I got a desk job. I'm on a computer all day. But man, I still felt like I had been through the ringer afterwards. Hopefully, next week, my body will be adjusted and I won't feel like such a zombie at night. I do gotta say, though, I found out that a good way to feel appreciated at work is to disappear unexpectedly for 2.5 months and leave your bosses to figure out how to do your job in your absence. I was treated like I was a part of the royal family when I came back. William, not Harry. But we all know that that's gonna be short-lived. Last week's question for polling at Threads was, what is your favorite part of the July 4th holiday? Unsurprisingly, 65% of you said it was the food, which I agree with. 30% of you chose fireworks, and 5% said it was the parades. I don't actually mind fireworks, but I would prefer if they were confined to, like, you know, a day or two before and after the actual holiday. Lately, it seems like people shoot them off in my neighborhood for half the damn summer, and that's super annoying. And yeah, parades pretty much suck. So this month sees the release of the highly anticipated Deadpool and Wolverine in movie theaters, which I think looks pretty amazing. And even though a lot of people are getting superhero fatigue, there are a bunch of comic book movies on the horizon. So this week's question is, what is your most anticipated superhero film after Deadpool and Wolverine? And your choices are Venom: The Last Dance, Captain America: Brave New World, Superman, or Fantastic Four. So go visit Midlife SideQuest on Threads after the show to cast your vote, and I'll share the results on next week's episode. Thank you so much for listening to Midlife SideQuest. I appreciate you making time in your day for me. You can watch a new episode of the show every Thursday morning wherever you listen to podcasts. And don't forget to subscribe and leave a review while you're there. And you can follow Midlife SideQuest on Threads if you'd like to chat after the show. So until next week, be well, happy gaming, and enjoy those fireworks and wieners.